On to item number 15, this is discussion for possible action. Consideration of possible approval directing the comptroller to notify the Nevada Department of Taxation of the property tax rate the Story County Board of Commissioners proposed to levy for fiscal year 24 through 25. Comptroller McCain.
Good morning, Jennifer McCain for the record. This is usually an administrative or general housekeeping agenda item. However, with Commissioner Mitchell's request in previous meeting to look into the possibilities for lowering tax rate or finding a way to work around that, I've included two possible letters to taxation instead of just the one. The first letter is the usual letter that we send stating that there will be no change in the tax rate. The second letter is, yes, there will be a change and the tax rate is left blank, awaiting the board's decision. I've done a little bit of research on this, not as much as I have found out that I probably should. My first step was contacting the Nevada Department of Taxation for some information on lowering the tax rate. I fully expected them to say we don't have time this year. However, after talking with Kelly Langley and Evelyn Berrigan, that was not the case, but I did learn some very helpful information for us, and I have come to decide that we are not prepared to do this. Kelly explained to me that there are really three elements used to calculate people's taxes. That's our tax rate, which is 3.46. The tax caps, which are 3% for residential and 8% for commercial, and which then calculate and come into the abatements. These calculations all work together to make sure that local governments have sufficient funds to properly fund our critical safety departments and the administrative departments that are needed to run the county. Her theory was that lowering our tax rate would in turn lower the abatements, which would result in not significantly lowering any amounts that our property owners pay. She suggested that I work with our clerk treasurer to run the pro forma with different tax rates, which Jim did for us. This is information that is collected from the assessor's office, and Jim calculates this report, and then it is sent off to taxation for further evaluation. Unfortunately, I'm not really at that stage to know what they do with it. Regardless, we had run the pro forma with the current tax rate and then a few others. Those are all included in your packet. And after reviewing all of this information, I really came to the conclusion that Kelly's theory was correct. However, the one glitch that we did find that is going to take a little bit more investigation on our part is we can only adjust certain allocations of the tax rate. Other ones are set by statute or they're not our tax rates. So we chose to just lower the general fund and see where that went to get the quickest idea if her theory was correct. So as you can see in your packet, initially with the 3.4607, which is our current rate, the abatements are approximately $10 million and our tax revenue is estimated at $39 million. However, it's important to note again that these have not been vetted by taxation. These are just internal calculations. And when we jump to the lowest tax rate that we put in was taking the general fund from 1.77 to just 1%, makes our total tax rate 2.689. The abatements are significantly reduced. They're reduced by 67%. However, when you look at the revenue collected, that is only reduced by 10%. This creates kind of a reverse distribution of what we thought. Those abatements are anything that's over the tax cap. So our property owners need to still pay the rates that are given with those tax caps. Again, I'm at a point now where I can't explain that any further. Kelly has offered and will talk to any of us, and I will continue to talk to her to be educated on this. But the way we view how the pro formas came out is the benefactors of highest tax reduction are going to be our commercial property owners, not our residents. The amount our residents most likely will see in their tax bill is going to be negligible at best. Further compounding this is only lowering the county's portion. We are not lowering their taxes by the same amount that we are lowering the tax rate, because those others will still stay at the percentage that they need to, because they're set by others than us. So it all has to work together in the puzzle. In this scenario that we created with lowering only the general fund, our general fund, which supports our sheriff and communications and all the other administrative offices that support those safety departments, as well as supporting the fire district, are going to be the ones its budgets are going to have to be decreased the most because of this drop in the revenue. Furthermore, Kelly's biggest advice that I took to heart was, if you don't understand the tax rate, you have no business changing it. I, for one, do not understand this tax rate enough to give you any solid advice as your comptroller. Therefore, with that, and with Kelly's theory proven, as far as I'm concerned, your staff's recommendation is to not change the tax rate for the coming fiscal year. It's my opinion that we need to do significantly more research. We need to obtain more education, and we really need to sit back and see what the Tesla abatements are going to do to our taxes before we try to make any significant changes. I ultimately agree with her theory that the calculations are set up to ensure that county governments have enough money to perform the services that we're dedicated to support, and that what makes up these calculations, those three prongs that we talked about earlier, that's set by state. And without getting some of that involved, again, my recommendation is that we move forward. However, I'm open to any further discussion. I will try to answer whatever questions you might have. But now I'd like to just open this up to a little bit further discussion and have you guide me where you want to go.
Thank you, Jennifer. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Jennifer at this time?
My thoughts are is that I certainly agree with staff. And we could have some very unintended consequences making major changes at this point to the tax rates. I believe I would be correct, and I certainly stand by to be corrected, but I do not believe that we have increased the tax rate on our folks here in the county, our residents, the entire time that I have been a commissioner in Story County. I don't believe we have increased the tax rate in the plus or minus 12 years that I've been in the seat. And I certainly believe that that represents quite an interesting benefit to all of the folks that we represent and take care of financially. We're not proposing, at my understanding, we're not proposing an increase in our tax rate this year. And it appears to me to be the proper decision. That's where I would stand, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Commissioner Gilman. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have any questions, comments?
I have just one question. Comptroller McKean, when you're talking about, in this context, abatements, you're not referring necessarily to the economic development abatements that are given out per se, but more specifically to abatements that are put in place because of the tax caps that are in place. Am I understanding that correctly?
That's exactly it. Yes, I'm not talking about any extra abatements. whether it's the previous items or lead abatements or special energy abatements. This is strictly the 3% and the 8% that the state has imposed on our taxes, on what our property owners can see an increase in their bill.
Perfect. Thank you. So, to help our district attorney rest easy, I'm going to note that the agenda item here is specific to the tax rate and sending a letter to a Department of Taxation. I certainly appreciate all of this work. I think there's maybe more conversation to be had, but I really don't see any benefit into rushing into making a change at this point, as we haven't really been able to examine this from all the different angles. And so I'm supportive of keeping the tax rate the same for this next year.
All right. Anything else?
No, that's it.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding this item? All right. Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
I, Commissioner Mitchell, approve the Comptroller to inform the Nevada Department of Taxation that the Story County Board of Commissioners proposed to levy a property tax rate of 3.4607.
I'll second that motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously.
Mr. Chairman, I may have forgotten the last few words, and just for clarification, that tax rate would be for the fiscal year of 2024-2025.
All right.
Just wanted to make sure that we were clear.
Well, we're going to need to do it over.
I want to make sure Jennifer comments on that positively.
That is correct. It's for the next fiscal year beginning July 1, 2024.
24, 25, that's what you said. Okay.
Yeah, I just neglected to say it at the end there. I didn't say anything, and so I wanted to make sure that we're not. That's what we're referring to specifically.
All right. Motion has been made. Commissioner Gilman, again, do we have a second?
You have a second.
All right. Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jennifer. On to item number 16. Discussion for possible action. For consideration of